Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
So is Trump getting indicted or not? Like, what is going on with this district attorney in Manhattan? Or, I'm sorry, the grand jury. I mean, they're not meeting anymore this month. They're taking the rest of March off. And it looks like, according to reports, they're not going to convene in April. Either. You know, this is all having to do with Trump's supposed hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and campaign finance violations. And I think this has fallen apart. I mean, it's absolutely fallen apart for Fat Alvin, as you call him, the district attorney there.
Hey, we're not doing indictments today. Fat Alvin's whole world is crumbling around him.
It is.
Because I promise you, I guarantee you, if he thought he had something that was going to stick on Donald Trump, this would have already been out there. The indictment would have happened. The arraignment would have happened. They would have got their picture, which is the Holy Grail, the mugshot picture of Donald Trump. There would have been a perp walk, and each side would have claimed victory on it, but they don't have anything.
According to the Daily Beast, I'm looking at this right here. Basically, they're saying they talked, let's see, the indictment that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is currently seeking is based on a crime that was so flimsy it was never viewed as a standalone criminal case, according to three attorneys that have worked on that investigation previously. Before Bragg was there, there was this guy, the former DA, Cy Vance Jr., several times looked at this and ultimately decided not to bring charges. And you have to remember, here's the other thing you need to know about this case. Bragg's star witness, Michael Cohen, Trump's fixer, convicted perjurer, claims that he was unfairly prosecuted and was part of a witch hunt. So you're going to have the main witness that says his conviction was bogus? How well is that going to work against Trump, who is also claiming he's the victim of malicious prosecution? It doesn't make any sense. It's hilarious.
Even if you don't follow this story incredibly closely, let's say you work most of the day and you turn on the Hammer and Nigel show just to catch up on the headlines. This is all you need to know about what's happening with Donald Trump in New York. The district attorney there, his star witness, the guy that was going to lock up Donald Trump, is a convicted perjurer.
Yes, exactly. And he hasn't admitted to the things to which he was convicted. He's disputing his own convictions and going out on TV and talking about it. So that doesn't make it, I'm not a lawyer here, but does that make for a very credible witness about anyone else's culpability or guilt in this situation? That it's falling apart.
So let's have a little prop bet here. Let's have a little bet. What do you think will happen first? Carb day or an indictment on Donald Trump? Place your bets right now at Hammer and Nigel. What's going to happen first? Carb day or an indictment on the Orange
Band? I'm telling you, the indictment, Trump better hope this flimsy indictment goes through, because it will make it, when he walks out of the courtroom a free man and is able to paint himself as someone that has been maliciously prosecuted, that resonates.
But doesn't that give the left what they want? Because I think all they want is the mugshot.
Well, fine, the mugshot's fine, but when the charges are dropped and everybody looks like a doofus.
But that won't get covered the same way as the mugshot will. You know that.
But Trump will cover it, and Trump's base will love it. That is something they'll eat up.
Speaking of Donald Trump, last night was part two of this sit-down interview that he did with Sean Hannity on Fox. And Trump defending his decision to make Christopher Wray the FBI director.
I put Chris Wray in because I wanted to have somebody in there that everybody, including the other side, really wanted. It may not have been the right move. Let's see. Time will tell, okay? But I wanted to have somebody in the FBI because I'm an honorable guy. I'm an honest guy. I may have made a mistake, but I put somebody in that the other side, everybody agreed to. You know who recommended him to me? Chris Christie.
Okay, you can blame Chris Christie all you want. I have a problem with that answer. Why are you trying to get somebody that everybody likes, both sides likes? Do you think the left would do that for you? Do you think the political left would do that for you? You don't get to work with them and then wonder why your FBI has become over-politicized. Chris Wray is a train wreck. The FBI leadership has been horrendous for years. I'm not talking about the everyday officers. I'm talking about the upper echelon leadership. It's been deplorable. It's been awful. Don't work with these other sides. What are you doing? They wouldn't work with you. That's the real reality. That's the hard truth of today. Anybody that says, well, I want to work with the other side. I want to be bipartisan. No, don't do that. The other side are lunatics, and they would never do it for you. And this is what gets Donald Trump in trouble.
He's surrounding himself with some pretty interesting people there. A very high turnover in the Trump office. Which does tell me that at least he wasn't willing to put up with a bunch of crap. Yeah, get out of here, Omarosa.
Right.
Rance Priebus.
But you brought him in, though. You brought the Mooch in. Like...
Mooch is another example. Fauci, for that matter.
Right. And listen, it might not be the popular opinion, but there's no place for bipartisanship right now, especially if you're Donald Trump. Maybe if you're somebody else, you can work with both sides. But there is no way bipartisanship can happen to Donald Trump. They will not do any favors for that man. Now, this may be my favorite part of both nights of interviews. So Donald Trump, last night, Sean Hannity, claims that Ron DeSantis, without his help, Ron DeSantis would either be working in a law firm or a pizza parlor.
Then I had to get him against the star of the Democrat Party. It was going to be Stacey Abrams. And now we call him a crackhead because that's what he was, a crackhead.
His name, Gillum.
Gillum. And there was no way Ron was going to beat Gillum. So he got the nomination, but there was no way because this guy was going to be the future of the Democrat Party. And I said, Ron, you can beat this guy. Let's go. I got him the nomination. By the way, couldn't have never gotten the nomination. He would be working in either a pizza parlor place or a law office right now, okay? And he wouldn't be very happy.
So that's where Ron DeSantis would either be right now, in a law firm or a pizza parlor. I love that's both ends of the spectrum right there.
Just, every time he attacks DeSantis, I cringe because it just kind of makes him look like he's scared of the guy. That's all that stands out to me. I mean, I know he's not really, like, in terms of, like, being actually scared of somebody. He's not afraid to go up against anybody. But you do look scared of this guy, for sure. Because he doesn't care about Nikki Haley or Chris Christie or that other guy that put his name in the Ray Vivek, Ramama Sway Mama.
Very close.
Yeah, okay.
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. Yeah, that's what I said.
He'd either be working in a law firm or a pizza parlor. You imagine walking into Noble Romans. There's Ron DeSantis. He's tossing the dough up in the air. Here is Donald Trump last night. He was asked what he misses the most about being in the White House.
When I said I could fix this war in Ukraine in 24 hours, but you can only do it from the presidential seat. You can't do it. Let's say he sent me over as an emissary. You can't do it. You have to be in that position.
You have to be the guy.
I would fix that within 24 hours. And if I win, before I get into the office, I will have that war settled. 100% sure.
I really miss that little button on the presidential desk where I could just press it and the lady would bring me a Coke. That's what I miss most. I had a button and just pressed it and they brought me a Coke.
Diet Coke and they'd bring me a pizza. And Ron DeSantis made the pizza in his pizza parlor.